The second life, or the fat, but not defeated. I was at a supermarket once bothering fat people, and the gentleman said, and with tears in his eyes, I lost several times my current body weight in all the diets across my life. I understood what he meant. He was not about to give up, but he was unwell, and defeat was in the air. Defeat is a big problem because it can end a person's life. Let's be honest here. When a large person comes to the gym, they are not saving themselves. They are entering the worst possible place to lose weight and regain their youth. Gyms are boring boxes with lots of chairs, smells, and lies that pass for workout strategies that do precisely nothing. And if you somehow manage to settle in some desperate blind madness, out will come a parade of such beautiful ladies, so beautifully dressed that you will quickly change your mind. Walking into such a place, and without a trainer willing to help you correctly every day, is, I believe, the definition of defeat. Precisely the last thing a large person needs. And the large man was telling the truth. You regain your weight until defeat is all you know. There is so much trouble here, and the cost of failure so great, that anything that can defeat you must be avoided, gym included. Yes, let me repeat that. Avoid the gym. And don't you be smart with me and say done. That's not how it works. Here is how this must play out for it to work. Your kitchen appliances must go as soon as possible. If you are going to cut off your cords, unplug them first. You need to run to the store and get a backpack, and with some hiking things, but please avoid the orange shovel. That's a rule that all hikers must follow, no matter their size. The backpack will have to be left by the door, and it will become a point of your meditation. It will take a while to prepare mentally for what is coming. The great adventure. But please know, you won't need much food, which is to say, it won't cost too much. When hiking, you're not actually fat, you're just carrying your food with you. And we start by walking to the corner, then the nearby store, then the supermarket. Walking is your only true weapon against obesity, and it is your finest sword. There is no giving up on walking. Every step is always a triumph. And the backpack by the door will begin its work immediately. It will eventually have your back. Here, all you need is narrated books and a soul to come with you into the woods, the original quest for growing up, and medicine that truly, deeply works. There are plenty of aunts and uncles with big butts willing to make the journey, especially with you, I'm sure. They will bring stories, secret snacks, they always do that. Oh boy, do I miss chocolate. And they will keep you company in your journey. They may not walk as far, but usually someone else will come along to keep you company. Sometimes you may wish to be alone. It only takes a few months to transform your body on the trail because you're always using it, So it's a nice way to transform. It's good for the body and for the mind, and you are removed from unhealthy habits and stress. Oh, yes. If you still got good legs, go big. Pack for the Appalachian Trail. A great honor. If life was too cruel already, start with tiny adventures and gradually make them larger. Your finest purchase will be a big bowie knife, and get a heavy one with a nice thick spine. But for tonight, search the internet for sounds of nature and listen to how well they fit us, how we belong out there. Tomorrow, part with all the stress and begin walking your own path through life. The old one is way too short. It is not worthy of you. Short is not good. Once you had your fill of adventure, you can then sign up for the gym. And this time, it will all make sense. You will know how to do it right. You will just dance to your old frolicking adventures, but this time with dumbbells in your hands. Go on now. Tiny adventures first. Start getting your narrated books ready. Know that the body adapts faster than you think. And make no mistake, if you made it here to the end, you have been called. You are an adventurer now.